Hey, this is Eric with RDI Diamonds. Is Glenn in?
This is he.
Hey, Glenn. We spoke a few weeks ago. You were heading out to on vacation. Did it go well?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I was reaching out. I know we talked. You said you may have an order or something, a call. And I'm, I actually have some discounts available for you as well. I'm only able to do this for 20% of my accounts. But yeah, I got 5% off loose and finished jewelry for you. Lifetime trade-up guarantee, so no customers are ever stuck with any diamonds. They can upgrade at any time, just pay the difference. And we have free overnight shipping, no additional cost to you. And any memos that you pay within 10 days of that memo date, I'll give you an extra 2% off of paying early. And then the gem print is included with every stone that we have. You're familiar with gem print already?
No. Where are you located?
I'm in Rochester, New York. I'm in upstate.
New York.
Yes, sir.
Right now, my man, to be honest with you, I'm not needing anything. I bought a ton of stuff at the JCK show.
Okay. In Vegas, how was that?
How was it?
Yeah.
Painful.
Did you get any rest?
Yeah. No. Painful when you... when you spend so much money, that's all.
Oh, just I know how that goes. I got three kids. Yeah. I know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, I'm making it back slowly, but I buy the JCK show for my Christmas inventory. So
okay.
I got plenty of stuff right now. I bought a bunch of lab loose, big loose stones. I bought a bunch of gold and diamond earrings. I bought a bunch of stuff right now. I'm be honest with you, I'm not needing anything, to tell you the truth.
Okay, that's fair enough. If you do get any calls, or is there any calls you have currently or that something's really specific that I can check our inventory for?
Not off the top of my head. Like I said, since I've been back, I mean, I've probably got 110 orders.
Wow.
I got to sift through and figure out which one I'm doing first. So,
they're making sure you stay busy.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm extremely busy right now.
Okay. I'll send you an email. Let me double check and see if I have an email here on file. I don't have one. Is there a good email I can send my information to? So, if there's a call for something specific that you just so happen not to have. Can you give me a call or shoot me an email and I'll find it for you?
Okay.
And get you a discount, 5% off.
It's Glenn Nickelberry at gmail.com.
Okay, and that's Glenn with two N's?
No, it's one.
Just one? One N? Okay. So Glenn Nickelberry at gmail.com.
Correct. How you spelling Nickelberry?
N-I-C-K-E-L-B-E-R-R-Y.
Correct.
Yes, sir. All right, yeah, I heard y'all got some good barbecue down there. Is it? Cause I'm up here in New York. Our food isn't all that. Soul food is okay, but y'all got good barbecue down in Oklahoma City.
They got some mean barbecue people around here. I don't eat pork, so
I don't eat too much pork either. I do like some oxtails.
Oh no, I don't eat pork at all. I don't. No, pork ain't good for you.
No, it's not.
How old are you?
35.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you get around that 40, you'll wish you never touched pork.
Mm.
You got high blood pressure?
I do.
Okay.
I do got it. The seasonings. My mom, they season the food too good.
No, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
I
know.
Yeah. But, man, I'm 62. I ain't got nothing. I don't take no medicine, no nothing. I don't take anything. Because I eat once a day at 5:30. I fast.
Okay.
If pork is not good for you. You got high blood pressure. Your next phase is gonna be your kidneys. And after your kidneys, it's gonna be your liver. Then after your liver, it's downhill from there. You need to step away from that pork. I know it's good, but you can either do right now, or you're going to do wrong later.
I don't eat too much pork, though. I eat a lot of chicken and beef.
Yeah, well, beef is bad, too. I don't eat beef.
Okay.
Chicken or fish, that's it.
Chicken or fish? Okay, it's more like a
chicken, fish, and
pescatarian.
Turkey.
In Turkey?
No, it's just you just have to pick your own battles.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of people younger than me, man, that just got all kind of ailments and they come from eating bad.
Yeah. So, well, my family is all from Florida and North Carolina. It's
hard. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
At your age, you shouldn't have high blood pressure either.
I
so
know.
All,
I probably had high blood pressure
yeah.
since I was like 10, the way they cook.
Yeah. It's a big change. I used to weigh 210 pounds. I started eating once a day. I weigh 178 now, and then I got off the blood pressure medicine. You just have to make those choices. You know, you either want to live long or live short.
True. All right. Well, I'll make a commitment. I'll cut out the pork, and I'll slow down on the beef.
You just have to, you know, baby steps will get you there. Me, I'm a little dramatic. I just went full steam ahead, but that's how I do. You know, I went cold turkey. Just cut it out once a day. Drink water. You get hungry, eat you some almonds or walnuts.
True.
And watch how your body starts to change.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yes, sir.
This high blood pressure is definitely a bad. It's a silent killer.
Yeah.
I should be 35 with blood pressure meds. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah, true.
There's no way in the world you should be on blood pressure medicine at 35. Here's the thing, once you get on it, you ain't going to be able to get off if you don't start now.
Mm.
You can wean yourself off of it. I did. I was on blood pressure medicine for 15 years.
Wow.
I'm not on it no more after I changed my diet.
Okay. I'm going to change my diet.
You don't want to hear that because you've been eating good for so long and it tastes good and everything. But your parents have told you once before, everything good ain't good for you.
Hey, true. True.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my diet.
Yeah. Everything good ain't good for you.
Everything good ain't good for you. Oh, man.
Yes, sir. But, yeah. Shoot me the email and put your information in there, and I'll do for you.
All right.
I'll hear the. Now, these people from New York calling me now, wanting me to buy some diamonds. I don't want none.
Oh, man. Well, all right, Glenn. I'll send my email and information
right.
to you. Take
Thanks,
care,
sir.
Bye. Bye-bye.